Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broad Wasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and welcome to the fifth season of Broad Wasted. Was season one like 6 years total? Yes. Yes, it was. But open your eyes, because we're opening up. If I loved you, you'd know that we'd be on the SS Bernard Cohen singing Moonfall Quartet and saying, hey, what's inside? But you'll never walk alone because you matter to me. You're all the world to me. It might feel so far away, but you are some kind of wonderful with a soft place to land. Rip off those chains because I feel the earth move me to say what bacon can do. Also, no good can come from bad. Everything changes, but who is there among us that know? I always say, you're beautiful, so take care of my baby because she used to be mine. I mean, it only takes a taste. Well, joining us today are the usual bad ideas, including Kevin. This was a real nice clam bake. Jager.
I always love that song because, like, you cry for half the show, but then everybody stops and is like, let's sing about the food. The food was good. The food was good.
Every show needs a food song. It doesn't matter what the content is. Every show needs a food song.
And making sure the rhyme worked by using the conjugation of et for eating is just like top dollar.
It's like, almost like they knew what they were doing, almost.
It's so well done.
And then Kimberly, our game master, is out on podcast maternity leave. So filling in, we have our allegiance to a wicked pape-selling Hamilton cat with Bombay dreams of being on the line at a spelling bee with Mary and I. I think I got them all. Aaron J. Albano, our unofficial dear babysitter for the hour.
Yep.
I like that. That was cute.
And with us today is a Tony winner you've probably seen on Broadway in shows like On a Clear Day, You Can See Forever, Nice Work If You Can Get It, The Mystery of Edwin Drood, Beautiful, The Carol King Musical, Waitress, Carousel, The Minutes, and on the new studio cast recording of My Heart Says Go. Let's give a big Broadway-sid welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Jesse Mueller.
Oh, you got it. That's such a welcome. That intro, that was, I give you a lot of props for that.
Well, you're more than.
No, go ahead. You got another one?
You're more than welcome to use it for your next bio.
I might need you to copy it down for me. My agent sent me flowers once, I think, for an opening, and I can't remember which one it was, but it was very cute because they did sort of that thing, and they combined a bunch of, like, the titles of shows and stuff.
Sure,
and
sure.
I was like, that was really, it was probably like some intern took a lot of time to do that. Thank God bless them.
But you know what? That intern called her mother in Indiana and was like, do you know what I did today? And it was like her day. So that's amazing.
Well, let's hope it was that and nothing else.
Yeah, fair. Yeah. Well, welcome to Broadway. We're so happy to have you. Before we start anything, what are you drinking?
You know what? Right now I have, well, my cup is lying. It says Jesus and coffee, amen. But it's not coffee, it's tea. It's just a black tea. What are you all drinking?
Aaron, why don't you start? You haven't been on it in a bit.
Aaron, you have a cup of red. Bottle
I
of
do
red,
have a,
bottle
I do have a glass of red. My broad-waisted staple. I have a turned on to me by Kevin. A Chateau Saint Michel, or is it Saint Chateau Michel?
Chateau Saint Michel.
Oh. Apologies.
Chateau
Saint-Michel.
Jean-Michel.
It's a cab.
You're really good at that.
Is she a cab from France?
No, it's Columbia Valley. I think that's in California. No, Washington State's founding winery. Washington State. Here we go. But I have my cab salve and my aerator, which we'll probably hear every once in a while. So cheers.
Wait, what does the aerator do?
Oh, pops here we go.
Yes!
Oh, no.
Is this like farting for your wine?
Kind of, a little bit. So this is my aerator. The first time that I was on the show, when we were in person, I brought this with me, with all of the wine. And every, 10 minutes, we would have a refill. And every time it goes in, because it aerates the wine quickly, so you don't have to wait for it. And
so
it makes this fun sound. Just farting. Could you hear it?
Oh, you know what? It doesn't work on Zoom because it's background noise.
No!
I was just thinking, I don't think the mic is picking anything up.
Yeah.
That makes me so sad. The end of an era.
Truly.
I think there's a way to get around that, though, because I was just having this conversation with somebody. I was trying to do it was like a follow-up coaching for a benefit thing that I had done. And this wonderful child was working and was just being such a good sport. And it was like, we could not hear each other. And it was because Zoom changed something. So like you can't push record or you can't push play on your phone to listen to your backing track and also sing. It just comes out like you hear coming out of the phone and then the kid like opens their mouth and you hear nothing.
No.
We were going through all these settings to try to, that's why it made me think of it. It's like original sound for musicians off, on. There's all these different settings now. So maybe we can figure out.
I know.
Yeah.
To make your
Kevin, tell us what you're drinking and I'll figure it out on my settings.
Your wine aerator.
That's incredible.
Sound. Yeah.
I can't even imagine trying to teach it. Like, you're like, you don't know what to say. And they just keep singing and you're like.
And you don't want to stop them because you're like, oh, those gestures were so good.
Yeah. This Greek acting technique, I've never seen it done better.
I could tell you meant it. And and you want to be like, oh my God, don't give up the gift. I was like, stop now. Save the gift.
Right.
Technical difficulties. We're just like waving at the children, me and the teacher. Yeah. Kevin, what do you have?
I am drinking a large margarita in my mug that I got from BroadwayCon 1 year.
Is that like a copper situation?
Yeah, it just keeps it cold, so I like it. I started putting it in the fridge.
Oh, you did?
The cup cold to then keep the drink even colder, and it's been a really cool experience.
I'm happy for you. I'm glad.
Thank you. I'm proud of it. Yeah.
Brian?
I have a beer from the Cape May Brewing Company, so I'm a little far away from Washington State. It is their Tan Limes brand. It's a Mexican style lager with sea salt and lime in it. I'm getting my summer. I'm ready for summer. I'm getting my summer drink on. I got the Hawaiian shirt on. I'm ready to go.
You're like, bring it.
Here's what you don't know, he wears a Hawaiian shirt all of the time.
So. That's fair. There it is. We got it.
You got it? You hear it?
Yeah, we hear it.
There's some farting for you.
It's kind of like farting through feedback or something. Like, when you're on your phone, or when you're lying to someone, you're like, oh, the signal's breaking up. I can't hear
totally.
You.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the wine aerator is like,
my wine glass is very full. So, cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
See, it was worth it. So what did you do in your settings?
I just changed it from auto to
for the
low.
Folks at home.
Mm. I changed it. So auto will deaden the aerator. Low will not. Great. You know, for all of those.
Bring it alive. Yeah.
The more
bring
you
it
know.
Back to us.
Listen.
As connoisseurs that are
7 years of doing this. After 7 years of doing this, we learn something new every single time.
We do.
Exactly. Y'all are pros.
Ryan, what are you drinking? Oh, you said that already.
I did. Thanks for paying attention. You're a terrible co-host, Philip.
Oh, dare you. I was very focused.
Yeah, I know. But you'll just have to listen and rewind.
I'm not giving it away.
Yeah, no spoilers here, even though we just said it anyway. So we always start with the hardest and easiest question of all time. What's your favorite musical?
Oh, probably. Oh man, probably Into the Woods, Gypsy, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. I think.
Do you have a?
I heard the question on us. Gypsy? Which one?
Yeah. I'm like, is it?
Yeah. Oh no.
I don't know. We just met her.
Yeah, we have to. Yeah, we get. Yeah, for every 15 minutes, we get a pop quiz about you.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right, I'm just turning around on y'all.
Yeah. I guess, like, were those always your favorite shows? Do you have nostalgia attached to them? You know, is one obviously, like, those are two incredibly complex, well-constructed bops of shows, obviously, but like, is there some sort of a like nostalgia there, or is it just like, I don't know, you've never really questioned it. They've just have always been your favorite.
Is Into the Woods a bop?
It's got
some boppiness to it.
It's an emotional bop.
If you leave an intermission.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's quite.
I mean,
boppy.
In that chorus, you can like do a good jog at the gym too.
Yeah,
so.
You could.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, it's a good pace. I wish.
Yeah,
like a good six miles per hour. Like
yeah. Actually, pacers at the marathon use it.
Sure, that's definitely how I used to listen to it. I was at the gym. I think I came to Into the Woods a little bit later. I actually came to stuff like shows like Gypsy early on. My parents are actors, and so I saw a lot of theater when I was little, and I remember Gypsy being one of the shows that I saw when I was really young, and like being obsessed with the strippers. I just wanted to play all the strippers. I wanted to be Miss Mazeppa. Nice.
Which one was your favorite?
Probably Miss Mazeppa. Although, I mean...
Is that Bump It with the Trumpet? No.
That's Bump It. Yes. She's the one with the trumpet. Then that's Mazeppa. Then isn't Electra next? She gets the lights, right? And yes. Then Dressy Tessie Tour gets Point Shoes, which was also very intriguing as a young girl for me. I took dance when I was little and I was like, oh, but she gets to wear Point Shoes. So it was really a toss-up. So I think if you'd asked me at that point in my life who I'd like to play, it would have been very difficult for me to give you the answer.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that's interesting because we ask a question here where it's like, if you could pick one show play every role in it over the course of your lifetime.
Oh, yeah, like go through it, yeah.
Yeah, like Gypsy's a popular answer for that. Like, and if that's your answer, great. But like, are there any others that kind of stick out to you?
Maybe Into the Woods, just because I feel like you could do that with that show.
Mm-hmm.
You could kind of move your way through it sort of as you change and like go through your career. And I haven't done The Cow yet.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah.
That's the whole art.
That's a good art. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's room to grow. That cow goes through a lot.
That cow has probably, truly. I just saw it on tour.
Good, and a great death scene.
Amazing.
Oh, so
great death scene.
A resurrection scene.
A resurrection. Yeah,
resurrection scene. Not a lot of songs, but easy on the
yeah, beat. Yeah. Listen, there's gonna be a point in your life when like you're out drinking and doing all that fun. Like you just need an easy show to slide into.
Sure.
You know?
Just
I get
some great
it.
Jokes.
Yeah. And does the cow survive in Act 2? Do we even know? Or does it just
doesn't the cow eventually die? It's like resurrected.
It's resurrected.
Then it dies again.
It's in the beginning of Act 2, right? And then we just leave the village and leave it behind. Is that what happens?
Oh
no! I thought the cow actually died when they like it eats all the stuff. They milk it. It falls over and dies, but then it all works, right?
I think so. Because first they're like, oh, the cow's dead. And she's like, I can bring it back. The witch is like, I can bring it back to life, right?
Yeah. But then it stays alive, doesn't it?
I don't think.
Feed the hair of the corn, right?
Yeah.
To the cow.
Because it's got to be milk.
Ryan, are you Googling it right now?
I know. I was like.
We all saw Pet Cemetery. So if it did come back, like eventually it was evil and tried to kill Jack.
Right, exactly. Perfect. So I just Googled Into the Woods on Wikipedia and I did a control F. For cow, and cow does not appear. I didn't read, but cow does not appear as a search in Act Two.
Well,
because I feel like
cow,
I remember
the
like
cow was smart. The cow got out of town before the giant got there.
Yeah.
That sounds sure. like concrete evidence that we didn't even read Wikipedia. We just control F'd Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Nazi cow.
I'm sure all of our listeners will let us know how right
I'm sure someone
we are.
Will be like, well, mm-hmm. actually, the cow appears.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's an allusion to the cow in Sondheim's next piece.
Yeah. Actually, Merrily is nerd about the cow.
Say what?
Merrily is about the cow.
Is about a cow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
And about
it's all
like, not being black and white, get it? Like
mm-hmm. yeah. exactly. Yeah. And sometimes you want milk, but doesn't always though it does
the
cow
the
does
cream
not
for free.
Exactly, yeah. exactly.
And it ages backwards, just like the show.
Just uh-huh. like the show, exactly.
And that has been Sondheim Corner.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
If you're now very confused, please consult Wikipedia to find some of his other shows that we haven't ruined for you.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah,
The frogs.
Cricket, cricket.
Yeah.
Or I should say ribbit.
No.
Nice.
I think
nice.
I think
bravo,
I deserved a cricket on that one for sure. Oh. Cool. Well, do you know where else we find crickets?
Where?
In the country?
Tuesdays in the corner with Kevin.
It's Kevin's corner.
Hey, hey, welcome to Kevin's Corner, the best part of the show, because it's my part and I get to do whatever I want with it. And so we are talking about your next recording, spoiler alert to everybody, that's coming out called My Heart Says Go.
Yeah, so out now.
I thought we would play a cool Kevin's Corner called My Resume Says What?
Okay.
So what I did was I went to Wikipedia and looked up all the theatrical productions that you've been in according
Controlled
to Wikipedia.
Oh, God.
And so what I've done is I have changed, like, I've taken the name of the show uh-huh. and kind of, like, reworded it. So I've said it differently. Okay. So I'm going to say the show, like what the title is, but my different way of saying it. And you
and
all
I
are
have to decode it.
You're going to try to guess which one it is.
Okay.
Fair. Are you ready? And if you need help, you can call for help from the peanut gallery.
I can phone Brian or Aaron. Okay.
Yes.
You got it.
Okay. So the first one is merry-go-round.
Carousal.
There it is.
Okay.
And also, you kind of already are living through that show, if you didn't know. Like,
I have a little bit. Like, maybe I'll play Nettie Fowler someday.
That's what I was going to say. You have a track here.
Poor Jigger. Yeah.
He's lukewarm about me.
He's lukewarm about me. She loves me? No.
Yes. Okay. That is correct. I also forgot to say these are opposites. It's Kevin's Corner. I'm making things up. Okay, great. The next one is customer.
Waitress.
There it is.
Customer.
Okay, I got to mark what I said.
Customer.
Next one.
Yes.
The silent woman.
Silent woman. The loud man. Hang on.
The devilishly handsome Norm Lewis may have been a part of this.
The music man.
There it is.
Devilishly handsome.
Century.
The minutes.
There it is.
Yes. I love that that's the opposite of.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course. Carpets. Did I get muted?
No, we're here.
You've stumped me. That's why there's no sound.
Oh.
All right, can I phone a friend?
Yeah, phone a friend.
You said it was ceilings?
Carpets.
Carpets. Oh.
So I went to ceilings.
Ceilings, roof?
Roofs.
Oh, I guess those are all way better opposites than what I came up with.
Oh, wait. Okay. Now carpet, that we know the carpet is
floor?
A basement, attic.
Carpet?
It's a musical.
I know it's a musical called.
Called.
Basement.
David Hyde Pierce was in it on the Broadway.
Oh.
Curtains.
Curtains.
Yeah. I don't know. They're on opposite parts. I don't know. I looked around my apartment.
I see where you were going.
I can do the math now that I know the answer.
Throw pillow.
Next one is.
Yeah, maybe opposites wasn't the best expectation set.
Okay, so not exactly the same, but kind of different. That's what it is. Okay.
Right. Semi-related. Let's go with that.
The next one is the neoclassical play.
Get loud, it's modern.
Shout. Yeah. Shout the mod musical.
Really?
Nice.
This is all deeply
unhinged.
What
did you call it? Neoclassical drama? What did you call it?
The neoclassical straight play.
Amazing.
Plant charcuterie.
Plant charcuterie. Ding, 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 ding. Do you add music in editing? The plant charcuterie.
Charcuterie would be what? Salad? Like
I think I got it.
Okay, go for it.
Animal crackers.
That's it.
Plant charcuterie.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Be a stranger in Miami.
This is truly just a test of how well Jessie knows her own resume.
Yeah.
That's really what I should be doing. Is just, oh. What have I done?
I got this one.
That's really thrown me.
What's the opposite of Miami?
The boys from Syracuse, but I never did that show.
No. Think
wait,
of,
what was the first part of it?
Be a stranger in Miami. Stranger.
Something about a friend.
Something about a friend or neighbor or what have I done?
Kevin, this is, you are a truly unhinged person.
Yeah, this is quite chaotic. I love it.
Can we get another hint, Kevin?
Do you hear that noise? It sounds like a clang, clang, clang.
Oh, oh. Meet me in St. Louis.
Yeah. So you're being a stranger in Miami. Okay.
Stranger. Don't be a stranger in Miami. You come and meet me in St. Louis. I dare you.
Okay, next one is a lot of day silence.
A lot of day, as in like the like
a lot of a lot of day silence.
Okay, a little night music.
There it is.
I got that one. I get that one.
Meh. She's okay.
Beautiful.
There it is.
Meh. That was actually the second working title, believe it or not.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, when Carol was thinking about what she wanted to call it.
Sure.
Yeah.
We all make mistakes.
Terrible fun, but you can't have it.
Nice work if you can get it.
There it is. I got two more for you because the rest are really unhinged. Okay. The next one is, on a foggy evening, you can't see shit.
On a clear day, you can see forever.
There it is.
That was your best work. That was your best work.
Best one. Best one.
That was definitely.
And then the last one is, how can't you stand still without the ocean on your belly?
How can you run with a shell on your back?
There it is.
Yep.
Bravo.
And this has been Kevin's Corner.
Yay! Wow.
We haven't had an unhinged one like that in a while.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
What's sad is you could see when Jessie started to realize how my twisted brain works, and she was like, oh, I get how stupid this game is.
I'm all for a stupid game. I love a game. Bring it. As long as I don't have to run in this game, I'm all for
great
it.
Great rule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No
but
chasing.
Now we know a track you can run to. Into the woods.
Yeah, yeah. Da,
da, da. It's a bop. Dee-dee-doo-doo.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So we just talked about your resume in the most backwards way possible. Literally. But I guess like looking back on especially some of your what are considered like contemporary iconic powerhouse roles. What are things that strike you now looking back that maybe didn't like strike you when you were in the moment or even just like recently afterwards? Like, and it doesn't have to be anything specific about, it can be something specific about those roles, but just in general, kind of like when now looking back on some of those, is there anything that kind of pops up that's a new sensation or feeling?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. I guess just because it's funny because they both like Beautiful and Waitress have been on my mind just because they've been sort of, we just, Cynthia Wilde just passed and she was part of the writing team of Barry Mann and Cynthia Wilde, Barry Mann. They were a couple and they were really good friends with Carole King and her first husband, Jerry Goffin. And they all wrote together at a music office in 1650 Broadway. So that show has been on my mind and I've been talking with a lot of the folks like from the original company that I worked with. And, I guess, I don't know if it's anything new that's dawning on me, but mm-hmm. it has a new, like that show is like a whole new life. Mm-hmm. I mean, it had a great life on Broadway and then it has toured for a long time and now it's being done regionally. Like I remember a sort of friend colleague reaching out and they were doing it in their theater in Texas and they were so excited. And there's all these places around now, summer stock theaters that are doing it. And it's like a little bit wild, but also such a cool thing, such a privilege to have been a part of something that's, I guess now in the canon. I don't know.
Sure. No, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's kind of wild.
Yeah, I mean,
here's a question about Beautiful, just because this might be a weird question.
Go for it.
Do you feel like you've been separated enough from it now that you could go see like one of those regional productions? Or
oh, sure. Yes. And I've seen it since I was in it. My buddy Anika Larson, who played Cynthia Wilde, she and I like had a pact because she was leaving. She was on maternity leave for the show around the time that I left, and we were like, we kind of want to see it, but we don't know if it's going to be weird. What if we go together? And we were like, yeah, let's go together. and honestly, it was so joyful just to see everybody do their thing. Nice. Because it's a pretty busy show for everyone in it. And you're always, if you're not on stage, you're changing your costumes and or you're, you know, running downstairs to get some. So mm-hmm. it was such a wild thing to be in something new like that had never been done before. I had my sort of picture of maybe what it looked like, or I would go out during tech and watch certain things, but then things got really busy. So it was so cool to actually watch the freaking show mm-hmm. and have the experience of going like, oh my gosh, that's what that is. That's what that looks like. And also the funny experience of, oh, that's what that looks like. Like I was worried about this and like, no one's looking at me. They're looking over there. Like this whole thing is happening over here. Or this, I thought this was such a big moment. And this is such a sort of smaller medium moment mm-hmm. in the sort of arc of the whole thing. It's like to get perspective on that is really kind of wild. Yeah. But to just get to see your friends and your colleagues doing their thing and doing it so well too, that was so exciting. I probably seemed like we were somebody's mom out there because Anika and I were just like, yay, yay. Yeah.
Both Carol King and Sarah Bareilles have very unique voices, not just like their actual singing voices, but like their melodies and like the way that they kind of like tell stories through music.
Yeah, totally. So, right. You hear one of their songs and you know it's them.
100%.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How is that to be an actor stepping in to like navigate someone's very specific style and voice, but in a character in a show that you have to kind of make it your own and also, you know, a part of this show instead of just this iconic one person? Like, was that a weird thing to kind of figure out?
Yeah, sure. And I feel like they were different challenges because the, like looking at it in retrospect, the Carole King thing, it was the sort of, you know, is there expectation? Everybody knows what she sounds like and how much are we trying to get close to that sound and how, but I think I kept coming back to like what you were saying. She just has this unique voice, not necessarily the actual sound timbre of her voice, which is also unique, but her, the feel of her music, the vibe of it, the groove of it, the delivery of it. And I think the way people feel when they hear her music and also the way people feel. Yeah. When they watch her perform, like I mean, I just found like every video I could of watching Carol perform. And to me, it was about the joyousness she had. And there was just like, there was no filter between like her heart and what she put out into the world. And so I think I was fairly obsessed in the beginning with trying to get all these technical things and I wanted to sound just like her. And then I had to really kind of pull away and just sort of remind me, I was like, she's not that kind of a singer. Like people love her because she's her and she's relatable and there's this authenticity. So then I went like, oh great. Yeah. Just figure that out. Like, just capture the legend. That's all.
Yeah.
But
somehow through your scene study, you made it harder.
Kind of at one point, like there was a relaxation to it. And also like, oh God, like what have I really gotten myself into? But, I mean, that was part of the fun too, was the challenge of trying to tap into, I don't know, her magic, like what she put into the world. And then the Sarah thing, I had been such a big fan of Sarah's music for so long. So I loved her as a writer and a singer. So for me, I think it was a different challenge because I didn't want to sound like I was trying to sound like Sarah, although she wrote the music. I was trying to very much ground it in who we were finding out that the characters were. So that to me was sort of kind of releasing any weight that I felt about like, oh, I got to sound as good as Sarah, or I have to sound like this or that. Because it made sense. Like the way, as she was writing, you know, she's using her voice as she's writing. So some of the vocal parts, certainly for that, especially the specific character I played for Jenna, were very much in her voice. And you see that too, because like she went on to play the role brilliantly and you see what a beautiful fit it is. But so I have to say, she was so generous with me because she was like, we can change keys, whatever you need, because our voices are quite different. Like our breaks are, I'm still not convinced she has a break in her voice. I think she just sort of,
so ridiculous.
She just sort of soars, but I have a break. So we have to figure out how to negotiate that and try to, kind of like fit it all in my voice. So yeah.
Cool. So let's talk a little bit about the studio recording in terms of just, you know, the vocals.
Yeah, sure.
I guess let's talk a little bit about, My Heart Says Go. I guess like, so this piece, just for those listening, it's available wherever you get your music. Definitely check it out. It's basically about a first generation college student who decides to drop out of medical school and pursue a singer-songwriter career. And it's a lot about the relationship between that person and their father. I guess what drew you creatively, what drew you to this? What kind of jumped out at you? What did you connect to? And then explain kind of how your role fits into to the narrative.
Yeah, sure. Well, it was funny because my first connection was through a a buddy of mine, a colleague I worked with back in Chicago, Matt Hawkins, got in touch with me. We had done a show years ago and he was like, hey, I hope you're well. And like, life is funny. Guess what? I'm like running the musical theater department at Notre Dame now. Ha ha. And congrats on all your success and la la. It was very sweet. I was like, it's so nice to hear from you. And he was telling me about this student he'd been working with at Notre Dame, Jorge Rivera Herranz. And he was like, this kid is incredible. And here's some early demos of this piece we've been working on together. And I'm really interested. We're really interested in creating some more demos. And this was during the pandemic. So it was like a buddy of mine. And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll listen to this. And then I actually listened to the music. So I think instinctively, like I didn't know that much about the project. So it wasn't this like, the creative pull wasn't there from the beginning. But then I sort of dove in through the personal connection, knowing Matt, who was working on the piece with Jorge. And then I listened to the music and I was like, oh. And I guess I had only heard two songs, which the character I ended up playing, this character of the mother of one of the young women in the piece who befriends the son that you were talking about, sort of this story of the son and this father, and right, the son's quest for his passion and his purpose and how he sort of, his path for that and his father's idea of what that is are very different things. And so I played the mother of this young woman that he befriends on his travels and on his journey. And the woman has a lot of challenges, and the relationship between the mother and daughter is quite fraught at the time that you meet these characters. And there's this, the first song I worked on is called Smile Away. And a beautiful theatricality about it is these two characters are basically, they're musically in sync. They are singing the same melody, trading off lyrics, but they are not in the same place physically. So they are working through a similar emotion. And I guess I was just really taken by it because I thought it explored so much, not just the relationship between a parent and a child, but how we, I think as we age, how we reflect on what we were taught and whether it was good or bad or healthy or unhelpful or, and I think this piece really explores that. And the thing that was great about, really unique about the song, I hope people check it out and listen to it. It's this beautiful metaphor about basically like shit hits the fan and I learned to just smile it away. And it starts with the daughter and then you hear the mother coming in with that same idea and you're like, oh, that's where she learned it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the mother has challenges with alcohol and substance abuse. And, you know, but I think it's also beautifully written and beautifully treated because it gives everybody in their situation a lot of humanity and a lot of empathy. And so it's just like a really beautiful human piece that I think people can relate to and find themselves in lots of the different characters. So yeah, it was like a buddy reached out and I was like, hey, cool. I'm not doing anything. There's a pandemic. And then I listened to the music and I was really taken with what they had done. And, but yeah, it wasn't really until this cut to sort of, well, we're still sort of in a, who knows what's happening? Are we in a pandemic? Are we not in a pandemic?
Who even knows anymore?
We don't know. The world has definitely changed. So now we're in the post times, the after times or whatever. And then Matt reached out again. And I think I mentioned he works at Notre Dame. He's a professor there. And he'd gotten a grant to continue working on this sort of like a new works festival that he's doing. Because he's gotten really interested in creating new work and seeing what his students want to talk about and what they want to explore and what they want to create. And all you guys, I know you guys are all creators. And so I have a lot of respect for that. And Matt, I think it was really during the pandemic, he was like, you know what I just keep thinking about is access and the kind of access that people have to work and new work and stories that need to be told and heard. And so he thought, you know what, I'm not, because they'd worked with some staging of this piece and put a couple of productions and continued to workshop it. But he thought, you know what, I think I'm going to use this money and we're going to do a cast recording. Cool. That's what he and Jorge ended up deciding on because they felt like that's the best way for people to have access to this work and people can hear it and then they can get in touch with the creators and say, hey, I want to do this at my community theater. I want to do this at my college. I want to do this on Broadway. I want to, you know, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I think they were, you know, always open to the possibilities of how the piece could grow, but they really just wanted people to hear it. So I think it's really, really cool.
So was the original reach out was just to tell you about this guy and tell you about the show.
Yeah. And then more recently, send me a couple demos that the writer, Jorge, the composer, had done by himself, like as brilliant young people do, probably like, you know, in his dorm room with his computer. And it was incredible.
Sure. Yeah.
Creating, you know, just the lyrical nuance and complexity and what he was doing structurally with the music and the melodies and the rap, and like, it's kind of got a little bit of everything. It reminded me a lot of like what I could see. It was like, well, you love Lin-Manuel, but like you love Jonathan Larson. I just felt like I could hear his influences.
Sure.
And it just got me excited. I was like, if this is what this young person, it sounds so weird saying that, cause I'm trying to stop myself from saying kid, cause he's not a kid, but like,
right.
You know what I mean? What this young person is doing now, as he's just starting to create theater pieces, and he's always making music, but I was like, dude, like, I just can't wait to see what he continues to do. I think he's really
super cool.
Like a bright young person that the world is going to be, the world's going to be watching. So
it's amazing how like sometimes the most inspiring things like come out of left field. Like you never know that they're ever going to show up in your life. And then they come to you like in the weirdest times and from the weirdest places. It's
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with that. And then I didn't really get to hear, just because of how it came together in the pandemic and the recording process, it was like, then when the album came out, I got to hear the whole thing. I hadn't heard the whole thing. I'd read a script. I find that process really fascinating. I love recording. I love being in a studio. Mm-hmm. I just like that specific challenge. I like trying to figure out what needs to be communicated in that way, because you don't have faces and gestures and jazz hands. Like that's not available to you. It's like, oh wait, there's no lighting and costumes. Like, how do we get this across? How do we give the vocal color or nuance or whatever we need to do to like really, really let people feel what we're doing? And I don't know. I love it. Plus that's you can wear your pajamas.
The most important
part.
What
I mean?
Yeah. I have pajamas underneath my Hawaiian shirt.
As you should.
Yeah.
As you should. I'm wearing princess pajama pants. Yeah.
Disney that
princess
makes sense to me. Pants. Mm-hmm. 100%. Cool. Well, if you want to listen to My Heart Says Go, I've linked it in the description of this episode. Awesome. So just thank check down that. There. Yeah, of course. Check it out. Take a listen. We're going to talk about it again later this season with another surprise guest from that cast recording. So definitely take a listen.
It
could be anyone. Do your homework so you're prepared. that's great. You know what? Let's play a game.
Oh, let's do it. Great. So this game, I didn't have a title for it.
You're the game master, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm filling in for Kimberly because she's usually our game master.
That's right. She's the game master.
Hi, Kimberly. Hi.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hope you're feeling good. Eating pickles with peanut butter, whatever you do.
Yeah, whatever they do, right? Do people do that?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
How preggers is she?
She just had the baby.
Oh, she just had the baby. Mm-hmm. So now she's probably like, where's my wine if I'm not breastfeeding? Yeah.
Oof. Okay.
She's going on roller coaster. She's doing everything. She
can. Yeah. Oh, totally.
Soft cheeses. Living her best life.
Yeah. Italian subs, the deli meat.
Sure.
You're all buying me time to think of a name of this game. The name of the game is My Heart Says Go, Tell It on a Mountain.
I love it.
And so...
I love it.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go in a circle and we'll start with Jesse, and it'll go Jesse, Aaron, Brian, then me. Okay. And you'll say the name of like a musical, and then Aaron will have to try to use the last word of the musical to start another one.
Another musical?
Oh no.
And we're going to see if we can get all the way around one.
Yeah. I've done this with movie stars too.
Musical songs or musical, like musical music, like title?
Like a anything. Title of a musical?
We're going to do anything just to be able to see if we can make connections. So it's just,
okay.
And that's why
I was like, should I try to set you up for success?
Please, at least the first couple.
I'm trying to think of a show and then think backwards.
Mm.
So don't give you a the something. Don't.
No, if you give a the, then I. Oh wait.
No, he has
I'm
to
saying
the
I can't.
Word.
There's no show that ends in the. So right. I couldn't do that anyway.
That's the filler. Right. Let's go with that.
Yeah. Then, oh.
Articles okay. don't count. I'll give you that.
Articles yeah. don't count. And right. you have to take the last word.
Yes. Or a piece of it, I guess. Not like if it's letter. Like.
Is this possible?
We'll find out right this second.
I know.
Wait, so are we, is this like to win? Are we like going and if someone messes up, then they're out or?
I want to just see if we can get all the way around four times, like all four of us doing
it. Yeah, this might be a very short
okay.
game.
Okay,
let me try to think of something that is.
Oh, what a considerate contestant. I'm so happy for this because I
have
am
you heard
not.
Of the, have you heard of the musical Customer? Truly
that,
my favorite.
Then he's screwed. Then he's got to think of one that starts with customer.
Well, you could do customer little mermaid. That makes no. That's
nope.
Not good.
Mermaid, comma, little
mermaid, the, comma, the. Little the, yeah. comma, the.
My librarian mother would appreciate.
I can't even think of a musical. Okay, Golden Age musicals. Come on, Jess. This is your world.
Are we doing? We're going. Golden Age is the category.
No, it doesn't have. I'm just trying to think of well-named musicals that maybe have more than one word in them. Or doesn't
you can do a
end
song
with,
too?
Or doesn't end with the musical?
That's fair.
I love that those are the only musicals that are popping in your head right now.
Okay, I got one that maybe they can go. Merrily We Roll Along.
Great.
Okay.
This may be.
Cheap. Does it have to be a musical?
No.
The Long Goodbye.
Good. Oh, I got one. Wait, Brian, you're on mute.
Brian, you're muted.
That's probably correct. I've 7 years. I don't know how to use Zoom. The Long Goodbye by Birdie.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. Birdie.
About birds.
Birdie. It's a birdie. It's a plane. No, it's Superman.
Superman.
Okay, so that was one round. Well, we're not done with the round. So go ahead.
So this time, let's try to go around with. That was hard. So this time, we're going to try to go around with Broadway actors' names, and you'll have to do the first letter of the last name has to be the first letter of the first name. So, like, if it was Jesse Mueller, Aaron would have to do like
Maren Mazey.
Maren Mazey. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But if
okay.
it's a double, if it's a double letter, it then switches the. It makes it go the other direction.
Mm. Oh, fancy!
It's like a reverse situation.
Uno.
Wait, and what now about that? If it's a double, say that again.
So if it's a double letter, like if it's Maren Mazey, then the circle reverses.
And then it goes back to that person. And now we'll play to see if you can't come up with something, you'll get out and we'll see who wins.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's Aaron go. Fell over.
Aaron, did you pass out? Are you okay?
He tried to
my camera
his
just
line
fell.
And he was like,
my camera says, I hate this game.
I don't like this game.
We'll let the guests go first. So, Jesse, you can go first and you can say any musical theater actor.
Let's go with Carol. I was going to say Carol Channing.
Oh, but she just switched the order. So now it's my turn.
Now it goes to Brian. Here's my turn again?
No, it's not Kevin.
It's Kevin.
Okay, C. Why can I only think of Calista Flockhart?
She was probably in a play or musical at some point.
She's been on Broadway. All right, we'll do that.
Calista Flockhart, so
Farty. That's the only word that comes to mind.
Foreman. I think Farty Foreman was in the original cast of How to Succeed, Dazed and Succeed. Sorry,
Dazed and Succeed.
He was the dance captain.
Yeah.
Great tap solo, especially
was Foreman spelled with a PH or was it with an F?
Because double F. So we'll go back.
Oh,
to
Kevin, go back.
Oh no.
Do I have to do actors? Like, can I do Frank Lesser?
That works.
Sure, we'll take that.
That works.
He's big name.
Broadway personalities. Let's go
Aaron's
with that.
Aaron's got
L.
Liza Minnelli.
Okay.
My first thought was Lorna Luft, but then I didn't want to reverse, so. Liza Minnelli.
Mary Martin.
Okay. Martin Short.
Stephanie J. Block.
Beanie Feldstein.
That's me?
Yes, you have F. Oh,
farty. Brad Applegate.
Oh, good one.
Cool.
A.
You got five.
Aaron Tveit.
Oh, that was good.
Right. Tim Minchin.
Oh yeah, we got that.
Are we out of town, or should we keep going? We're on a roll.
Yeah, I was like, we're doing good. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hey, Maggie Smith.
I mean,
I'll take the handout. So it's you three, and we'll start with Jesse, and this is rapid fire.
Okay.
So are we on Smith? Maggie Smith?
We're on whatever. You can start again, whatever name you want, and it's rapid fire.
Oh, okay. Audra McDonald.
Maren Mazzie.
Mahalia
Jackson was never on Broadway, but she should have been.
3, 2.
Whoa. Molly Jobe.
Nice.
G or J?
J.
So sorry. Jeremy Jordan.
You can say your own name.
Spinner Iglehart.
Oh, nice.
Oh, an I name? What I names?
Yes.
I want to say Isaac Cole Powell?
Yeah.
Is that his name? Yes, that is.
From West Side Story and West Side Island.
P. I was, yeah.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Professor Plum.
All right, so it's Aaron, Jesse for the
yes. Win. I was like, this rapid fire became very leisurely fire for a second.
Yeah, welcome to Broadway.
It was a slow burn.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, Aaron. Aaron, you can go first.
Okay. Okay.
Where
okay.
I embarrass myself because I can never think of people's names.
Okay.
This is where you embarrass yourself.
When do we go? Are we going? Do I just go?
Go for it.
Go.
Okay. Leslie Odom Jr.
J.
It's O.
Oh, right. The junior doesn't count. Okay. I mean, it counts, but. Orfe. What do you do?
She won! You won!
Nice. That was your answer. You won!
Perfect.
I love that. Good job!
Yay!
I was like, Orfe.
Wow. So
the secret rule, if you hit Orfe, it's over.
It's like the 8-ball in pool.
That's what you can call the game Orfe.
Yeah. That's
there you
it.
Go.
That's much better than what I called it. What was it? My heart says go tell it on a mountain.
Mountain?
Yeah, question mark. Mountain?
Mountain.
My heart says Orfe.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Orfe says go.
One last question before we head out here. We do a segment called Stage Door Stories.
Stage Door Stories.
I don't know, just a gut. What when you hear Stage Door, you know, you may have funny ones. You may have pretty heartwarming ones. I'm sure you've had a ton of experiences. I guess what stands out to you? What do you remember? What's the first story that kind of pops into your head?
Okay, honestly, what I thought of was not experiences when, like, I was in a show and I came out the stage door. I remember going to see shows in London with my two best friends from high school because one of them moved to London. Mm-hmm. And Nick and Rachel, I love you both. And Nick was hell-bent on going. We had seen Rent, and he wanted to go and get everybody's signature afterward. And I was so embarrassed. I don't know why. Mm. I was like, I don't get it. Why would you want that? So geeky. Like, you wouldn't. I was so embarrassed. And I was so blown away by the show. So I think I convinced us. I was like, let's not do it, guys. And then we went back. Then Nick was so disappointed. So we went back a different night after the show, just like to get everybody's signatures. And of course I got everybody's signatures. There was like some hot Scottish guy playing Roger. And I was like, oh, hey, can I get your signature? I was like, oh, I get it. But I was so embarrassed.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. That was Stage Door Stories.
Stage Door Stories.
I love it. Speaking of that, before we head out, any notes that you ever got in the stage door that were just like, oh, okay. Like from people.
Like bonkers or like, oh my God, so-and-so was here. Things like that.
Oh, I mean, we have a lot like stage door, like, oh, I've seen a bed of Glinda. I think you should do this.
Oh,
next
sure.
Time.
Sure. Yeah. Not a like a note or anything, but I do remember one lady meeting her, which she had seen a show or something. It saw me later in the street. And then I think it's maybe she had seen Beautiful or something. And she was like, oh, you look so tall and lean on stage.
Oh.
And I was like, I mean, what do you say to that?
Yeah. You're like,
yeah, those things.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay.
It's raked.
Yes, you're underneath me, I guess.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Perspective.
Also,
yeah.
Yeah. Worst perspective. Yeah. What do you say to that? Oh, you look so tall and lean on stage.
Yeah.
Glad you like the skit. Tell your
Broadway.
Friends.
Yeah. That's so good. Well, that brings us to the end of our episode. Thank you so much for taking the time and joining us. We really appreciated it.
Y'all. Thanks.
Of course. Come back whenever you want. We're here to party. Again, check out My Heart Says Go. It's in the description of this podcast. So definitely check it out. It's right there for you to click and listen. But you can follow us wherever you are following things on social media. That's at Broadwasted, Broadwasted, spelled out. You can find us on Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook group, join our Patreon. We do super cool, nerdy Broadway things there. And then of course we end every episode with a quote, moon of fallen souls. I fear the night disguises you. Night arises. You will burn. Then blindingly you'll fade. I just copied and pasted that, because I like Drood. Anyway,
spooky.
Spooky stuff. Yes, thank you so much for joining us. Again, you can find us wherever you get podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, of course, Apple Podcasts. Rate and review us there. Five stars.
Five stars, please. And thank you.
Again, thank you so much for taking the time to goof around with us. We really appreciate you.
My favorite pastimes.
Of course. So as we end every episode, we raise a glass and we say the immortal words of those magic changes.
Zoot-doo-wop.
Cheers. Yeah.
I was thinking, I'll drink to that. But what do you guys want?
Yeah. What's the, pour me another round.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.